Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us again on another week of the Melanin Wave podcast. And if you're new here, we are your hosts. My name is Remy.
Monica.
And I'm Jade. Spadiliki, melanin do chini akuna bleaching. Black is beautiful, you're not teaching.
Girls are thinking, ni makin' true na makuin. Squad yo de baka DJ. So welcome, welcome.
Thank you,
ladies. Yes. Welcome to you too.
Thank you. So,
what's up?
The day after Easter. How are we feeling?
After Easter. Exhausted.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I feel like I need a holiday.
Yeah.
We need
a holiday. Mm-hmm. A very long holiday.
Your Easter?
Well, Mimi, let me start. I was working the whole Easter. So, nothing interesting.
Nothing to report. Jen.
My Easter was amazing. It was.
We don't doubt it. We believe you.
After drinking all the wine
and the champagne, did it even make it where it was supposed to go?
I don't.
Not a Mimi. I don't think it went. She's so calm today. She's even blushing. Are you blushing?
Don't even say. Yeah, the Easter was very nice. I did a lot of things outside. It was beautiful weather. And attempted to watch a movie or movies, three different movies in three different occasions. And none of them worked. I slept. So, that was my Easter. Very nice. But yeah, good experiences. Like I said, we went near where we live. We have a very beautiful lake, and they had made a walking path on the ice, like 2.5 kilometers. My goodness, it was beautiful. The sun was shining, and you know, a huge lake. You can just see endless worlds like there, and the white, and then it was warm, and yeah, it was really nice spending time out there. Very romantic, I must say.
Wow,
for those romantic freaks.
Nice. You were not scared, like, with how the way it's warm, like, you know, there could be places where the ice is weak.
Well, she wouldn't have been alone. See, there are many people. They will have sung together.
Well, actually, this particular lake is quite shallow, like for a long, long distance. So in that way, even if the ice is to the ground, like where they have removed the snow, and the snow is being removed by a tractor, if a tractor can make it, so can I.
Whomster you?
Yeah.
Then also, you know, the nini. Yeah. Sorry, I mean, the nini of being many people. You're not the only one who's walking. So if anything happens, see, you are many.
Kimonika, those are the vibes you go with.
Me, that's what I always like. When I see people walking on the lake, I'm thinking, hey, at least it's not one person. Like, there are many. So in case of anything, they'll be together.
We shall all
you
die.
All fall in, you all die.
We all die.
Yeah, we all die together. Yeah. At least you won't be lonely.
Nice. I had a good Easter as well. Nothing out of the ordinary.
After making your chapos
with family, which I made chapos finally. Monica, you refused my invitation.
That's how you know. I'm a shitty person. I was so lazy, like nothing, even chapatis could not get me out of the house. I was working in the afternoon, so in the morning, like Aki, nothing.
No, I'm telling Monica, I think it was already what time?
11:30.
12, yeah. Maybe. Like she can pass by before she goes to work and have lunch. Telling me this is when I'm waking up. To make a breakfast and then go for another nap before she goes to work.
Before I go to work. Damn!
That's exactly what that I did. That is the life. Yeah, I was thinking. I was thinking, hey, to wake up and go eat chapatis and... but I was like, no. Nap. No, let me just nap. Yeah, I was just feeling lazy. Okay. Yeah. And then later on, like when I had my break at work from work or at when I was at work, I was thinking, should I go at Remy's? I was like, maybe she's even exhausted because of all the cooking she did yesterday. Let me just give her a break.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed.
You guys enjoyed.
Yes. That's nice.
Nice. We went also to a movie.
I saw you guys actually.
I thought I saw you. Near that place where they sell cars, somewhere.
Yes, where there's that kind of intersection here, the crossroads. And I thought I saw you guys. I was like, is that Remy?
And even I also thought like, is that Monica?
Yeah, it's you guys are so.
Then it was. Yeah. I guess, I think that's when we were coming from the movie. So that's Sunday.
Yeah, it was Sunday.
Whatever day it was. But have you been confused? Me, I've been so confused. Me, I've not been knowing. Like, every day has been Sunday, and then it's Sunday again, and then still Sunday, and then it's not. And then suddenly it's Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay, me, I haven't been confused since I've been working the whole weekend.
But anyway, good.
What movie did you guys watch?
Super Mario Brothers.
Are you serious?
But let me say it was nice.
It was nice.
Jen, you have watched it?
No.
How do you know it was nice?
Remy told me that it was nice.
It was nice.
Like, it's for kids?
It's for kids. Like, it's an animated.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. That's
and
nice.
I didn't sleep.
Congratulations.
Can you clap for me?
You've grown up.
I've grown up.
I'll tell you.
That's like if she sleeps, who's going to watch the kids?
See, they watch themselves.
Sasa, who's going to now chapa stories with them after the movie?
Mm-hmm.
When they're like, did you see what happened in the movie?
You say yes.
They're just there thinking.
Yeah.
Wow. You two deserve trophies.
You never sleep during a movie, like even at home.
What are you talking about? Well, unless it's very, very, very boring, that's when I sleep, but I hardly sleep. If I want to sleep, I tell the person I'm watching them, or if I'm alone, I switch off the television and go to sleep.
Hey, some of us don't even see the name of the movie. Like, it is that bad. I press play and I sleep. Yeah.
So what was the point of
the movie being boring? It's just, it's so soothing to sleep. Like a feeling. Watching something. Oh my God.
Well, sometimes I turn on the...
There was a time we used to watch the same... Well... We have a movie night, so when we watch a movie, and there was a time we used to watch Angry Birds 1 and Angry Birds 2, and the next week it's Angry Birds 2, and then the next one is Angry Birds 1. We had crammed the whole movie. I still remember it actually word for word. If you press play, I think I'll remember. Yeah, and I knew when I should laugh, so I would just close my eyes and then ha ha ha.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yeah. I remember, Jane, those days, like, when it was the same movie over and over. For me, it's the planes.
Yeah.
And then what's this McQueen? What's that movie? Cars.
Mini.
Cars.
Cars and planes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was exhausting.
It was.
Like, I can tell you,
suggest something else. You're like, I want to watch this. You're like, I really, surely.
And then it's those ones of like I said, even now, if you put Angry Birds and then they start, like, it starts, I can even see how it starts. I know every word, like, of the whole movie. And I know when to laugh. I know. Yeah.
Me, the way I don't even like watching a movie twice. Wow. That will be torture. Not baby daughter for me. Mm. But anyway, everybody. Mm-hmm. Sasa, for today's episode, we've decided to do something that has been Monica trending.
Who has,
well, Monica you has guys decided. Agreed. This is a democracy. I suggested and the both of you agreed.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is something that had been trending a while back, maybe even last year. And I suggested this thing, by the way, last year. So, our listeners, please just know it is my fellow co-hosts here who have been derailing on recording this. Mm-hmm. But we have decided today is the day. And we are going to do the He's a 10, but...
Yes.
Is it like a challenge or what is it?
No, it wasn't a challenge. It was this thing where it was trending. I don't know whether it started from Twitter or whatever, but anyway, me, I saw it on TikTok.
Mm.
And it's where like guys were telling each other or were asking each other. Like, he's a 10 or she's a 10, but then they say something positive or something negative.
Mm.
Yeah, or something they think to them is, you know, maybe let's say a 10 or a 1. Downgrade
the number.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and then now the other person decides. Yeah.
Well, I'm even doubting if I understood these instructions.
You shall understand when we are going.
We were given homework by Monica.
So you, now, Kwani, you didn't do your homework?
I did my homework, but now according to your explanation... I'm starting to doubt if I did the homework correctly.
No, you guys.
Because if you say he's a 10 but or she's a 10 but, the but means like it has to be something negative. When you say now positive, I'm like there's a
deal breaker. No, it doesn't have to be something negative. See, it can be, let's say, like for example,
give us more Kenya.
Let me give you guys more Kenya. He's a 10 but. I don't know, he has crooked teeth. You understand?
Yeah.
Mm. So it can be, okay, for me, maybe that will be, okay, maybe I wouldn't be with someone who has crooked teeth. So maybe I give him a 9 or whatever. It's a deal breaker
for you.
A deal breaker for me. You understand? And then also, see, there are like those other factors that we haven't factored in and we don't even need to factor them. It's just like the way this person looks, maybe physically or whatever. Yeah. Or maybe could be something that they do that turns you off. Maybe it's someone, you know, uses a plate. Or I don't know, they take sugar, like they koroga tea with a teaspoon and then they put it back, maybe, I don't know, something.
Yeah, it can be whatever,
Like some behavior or...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. I think we're on the same page.
Yes. Are we together?
Yeah. Jane? Of course.
I doubt. Jane.
Kwanza, then Jane says that, of course.
That one, this one, we are not together. And she's starting, by the way. Who start us off, Jane?
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jane?
I'm going to start.
Yes.
Today. Yeah. Let's see if I got this assignment correct. Now I'm starting to doubt myself. Okay. So he's a 10, but when he opens his mouth, he has a soprano.
I didn't see that one coming.
Oh, it's those ones for those guys you think, like when they're quiet, you think like he'll have a deep voice. You understand? And then when he talks, it's like, hi, Jane.
Where? What's that? Like, okay, look, let's go with, what would you give this person? How would you rate this person?
God damn. Maybe. He can still be 6. A 10.
No. Ah, I can still be a 10.
Okay, maybe well, maybe 8.
Maybe 7, Apple.
Me, I give him an 8.
7, 8. Yeah.
5.
For you, Jen, it's a deal breaker. But
absolute. Like, I don't know. So there was a guy, we used to go to church with him.
I was even thinking, this one has experience.
Yeah. This guy was tall, built, like guy super model. Actually, he used to model.
Like, and then he had like a face full of beard.
He was a man, like a
it's
male.
It's always those ones.
You know, like a 10.
Yeah.
A 15 out of 10. You look at him from there. Wait until the guy comes and says, hi. guy.
I would start laughing.
Mm-hmm. Like first, no, you'd be shocked.
No.
And you know me, I want somebody who can tell me.
Come here.
Hi. Do you have a thing for like
open
bass?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Deep voice. Yeah. Like deep, deep.
Deep voices are so sexy.
Like, I know.
So sexy. What?
Like you know, in singers, like a, in a group of singers,
choir,
a boy band or something, or choir, the ones who sing that deep, deep, and then, you know, they don't
Chimano
sing much. Yes, my love. Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God.
That's one the reason I love him. Hey.
I know.
Those notes hit somewhere.
I'm telling you.
Chimano sings bass, I'm alto.
Yeah.
Bass.
Wait.
Those, they're called what? Deep tones. Deep.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. Maybe it's a deep alto. Deep tenor.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he has a very wide range, I think.
Yeah.
He can sing very low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice one.
See, I did my homework.
You did. 10 over 10.
You understood the assignment.
Shall I continue?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
I think I'll continue with the in the petty lines. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Is that petty?
So he's a 10, but he got bad breath.
I have to give him a cool 2. I can't stand someone with bad breath. And Aki, let me tell you something. I met someone like not long ago. And this person, I was like, wait, they smell nice. Like, it's those ones also, like, they are tall and I don't know, they were just looking. And then for some reason, I think we hadn't talked, like, when this person was so close to my face. And then this one night, like, they are talking to me and we were close and I was like, what is that bad smell? Umbe, it was his breath. You guys. I stopped seeing, like, how, like, all the other things. Like, I couldn't focus on anything else. I just saw his, and I was asking myself, Kwani, you can't smell your breath? It has to be a 2. Me, I can't.
I know.
Yeah.
And I think for me, even, okay, breath is like one distinct. So I think even generally body order.
Like not all body order. Like, you know, there's like, you can have like a sexy, like when you've been sweating, but not so much, not like ile jashokali, you know, like there's that sweat that will sting your nostrils, not that one. Like that there's that sexy jasho. Like, you know, this person maybe has been
kidogo too.
Yes, it's very, very far.
And maybe it's mixed a bit with, you know, the cologne. It's not
exactly
just jasho.
That one is okay. Yeah. But generally, that is due, you have, due your breath is smelling, due your feet, due. No.
Yeah.
I've also realized I'm very big on sense of smell. Like,
yeah.
It can really turn me off or really turn me on. Like,
exactly.
You just pass and you have the right scent and oh my God.
Maybe.
Tingling, I think, sensations.
I know. There's, I don't like the smell of smokers, for example, but there's something about a man who's a smoker and has good cologne. That's a turn on.
And when the smoke, when the that smoke from the cigarette and the cologne mix. Like, you know, there are those colognes and they mix well, they blend well. Oh my days, it's so nice.
You're sold.
I'm sold. Like, I don't know. And that's the weird part, because I feel like men who smoke, of course, generally they have quite a distinctive
smell.
Not smell, not a bad breath per se, but you can just feel like it's not fresh, quote unquote.
Yeah,
but there's something about cologne and smokes. Ooh, wait, okay.
I feel you, Jane.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
I know what you're talking about. Sasa, yes. Teacher. Okay, so what did you give him, Jane?
Mm-hmm. Me,
Remy,
the band.
Jane. Jane.
I think I would go for a 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though I feel like, okay, yeah. Now I'm going to get serious. Of course, I'm just thinking like this is somebody that, yeah, he's a 10. He has it all, but then there's this one particular thing. I think that's something that you can almost change. I don't know.
I don't know. And like, how do you tell someone you have bad breath?
See, you're getting to know each other. Like, you don't even
need like to I will get to you know can... you like where while I endure your bad breath.
No, but you see, unampatia bigiji.
I know. Ata you harufu, you bigiji itawezana na you harufu. Oh, vundo. You vundo.
You vundo.
And sometimes it's not even like, maybe it's probably what they've been eating. Like,
Yeah, like
when someone has bad breath, you will know. If someone has been eating something nasty, you will know.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, you are maybe at a party, someone has been eating, I don't know, what can I say?
Guacamole.
Garlic.
Yeah, maybe something with
garlic and onions.
Yeah.
I also feel like nuts have, I don't know, a certain, like, you eat nuts and then you've been drinking beer. Like, that mixture is not
or whiskey or pombea jana.
Pombea jana is bad. Yeah.
and then like, okay, are we thinking of, you know, is it someone you just want for a one night or is this, and because if you're thinking of someone you want for a long time, yeah, you can now start discussing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe for a one night. But I'm not.
But this is a one night. I'm not going to tell you that you have bad breath. No. It ends then.
Yeah,
you
know. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ata, I'm not doing anything with anyone who has bad breath. Are you mad?
Short term or long term?
No, I don't want. No, yeah. Apana. Because like, what if they have like a problem with their nini, with their high, with their, what are they called? Maybe they have.
The people who have that problem,
or maybe it's someone who has never been to the dentist, you know, so like they have a lot of, what are they called?
Plaque.
Yeah, whatever they're called. Yeah, maybe it's the one that is causing them to have the bad breath. Like, you never know. So, I'm not doing anything with bad breath. Sorry. I also had the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a 10, but his place is a mess or it's dirty or like he has bad hygiene. So I think they all fall under the same category as that one.
But it's, I think that's like messy. Like, not just personal hygiene, but even your own environment. Your personal space is messy.
Okay, I had classified all of those under one umbrella. Because like you can be a 10, there are those guys who like you, they're like, when you look at them heavy, they're like a perfect 10. Wait until you step foot at their place, you will know that person is nowhere close to a 10. Like their house is dirty, like there are things that are smelling, you don't even know what is smelling. That's a 2. You can't be a grown-ass man and you're house is dirty. I don't know. Your place is a mess. So should I give you another one?
Give us another one. You have many.
I have many. He's a 10, but talks about himself all the time.
Oh God.
I had that, Monica, similar. Oh yes.
I can't stand such people. Like, you have
like
to shut up.
Like, he's the center of
everything.
It has to revolve around them.
Like, their conversation only revolves around themselves. Like, I did this, I did that. Yesterday I was everywhere. I did this last week. I traveled everywhere. I did this. Like, it's all about me.
And then if you ask them, even like, if they can remember anything you said, like, nothing. You start telling somebody like that something, and then they immediately jump and start telling you about themselves and this and all.
Or the story is now turned around. You know, you may be sharing an experience, and then the story now is turned around to them and
one.
They have to be the only focus. Yeah, I agree with you. They stopped being a 10 very fast.
For sure. Mm.
Because I'm wondering, this person, apart from them talking about themselves, like, what else can you talk about?
Bring to the table.
Like, nothing. Mm. Because they have to be the center of attention. Like, life revolves around them.
Ew. Nice one, Jane.
Yeah, close to what Moni had actually. He's a 10, but he has grandiosis. Like, it's all about these great big things, you know. Like, I have a Ferrari and I know Dr. So and so, and me and Pastor Kanyari are like this. I know who is who. Like, they have connections.
He's the guy who knows the guys. He's
the guy who knows the guys. And yeah, he was in the same toilet with Ninisto at some point, you know. Like, even though these things can be true, me always feel like, do you have to? And then when they're starting a story, like if they want to tell about, let's say, Monica, my friend, they'll go like, my friend who's a doctor, Monica. And I'm thinking, like, can this Monica just be a human being? Like, and then what you're telling me has nothing to do with the doctor.
With the doctor part of this friend.
It's just you and Monica who went to the sauna. That's what you're trying to tell me. But you have to involve the doctor, the CGU.
Like, such people, like, there are, well, okay, them and the hygiene people, well let me give same this one 3, maybe.
Same was up.
I mean, the same was up. Yeah? Because I feel this person, maybe even they are good at, you know, talking about their friends who are this and that, they are doctors, they are astronauts and whatever. Like, what about them themselves? Like, are they doing anything for themselves? Ama, they are just, their work is to brag about the people they know who have all these titles.
True.
Oh,
I feel like they don't maybe have a high self-esteem. So they have to attach themselves to this other people who seem to be doing it around them. So
for them to be relevant
at a higher level. To make themselves relevant, exactly.
Okay.
I think that's the thing.
How do you guys feel about women who do the same thing also?
It's same shit.
Equally.
Yeah.
Equally.
I love that.
For sure.
So, Remy.
I'll continue in the same lines. Well, I had that, the one that I had that was, he's a 10, but pride, or like he's proud, or this know-it-all. I guess it's in the same. Like, you know that outright,
I don't know,
like, kiherehere, exactly. Like, any little thing you say, yeah, but you know, I know. Like, you can't even, say anything.
You can't have a normal conversation.
You know.
That one is First of all, that person would just start fighting with that person immediately. Like, immediately. So, that's a one for me. Or, okay, yeah, that's a different one actually. But still in the same lines, like, he's a 10, but he's so rude to other people. Like, cannot be courteous. Like, you go to a restaurant and they are all commanding and giving,
especially like, guys who are rude to people who offer services. They go to the shop or someone is cleaning and they just you know, they walk like they wet the floor is still wet and they can see the person cleaning, but they don't even pretend that they're walking on the edge, on the they're tiptoeing. They just walk and then they're like, it's their job.
That is for me like the biggest turnoff. Like, I think on a personal level, I always feel like I get to understand what kind of person I'm dealing with once you go somewhere with them and you see how they treat other people. Like, you get a clear picture of what you're dealing with, you know? I think it's such a turn off, like, those people who are just complaining and, they can't see anything.
They think they're better than the people who are serving them.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Some small gods somewhere.
Yeah, that has to be a one. Give them a one.
A zero.
That's just nasty.
Bad behavior. Inhumane. I don't even know. And then I think if you're with such kind of a person, then you would have to feel like you're always on your toes. Like, you can never. You can't dare be, I don't know, you're even scared to be yourself. I don't know. Like, you have to keep up with some show or some level or some...
And then, you know, that kind of a person, it's very hard to even, like, when you tell them, like, hey, you can't treat people like that, they don't understand. They won't understand.
They don't get nothing it. You can't teach them. You can't.
Mm-hmm. You can't tell them anything even because they'll be like, what are you talking about? He's a 10, but he's 5'4".
Monica, first of all, how tall am I? So I know, is he taller
than me? I'm not thinking in centimeters. 100 and what?
They will give us in centimeters.
100 and what? That's a baby. I don't know. Remy, how tall are you?
I'm 5 something. Let me do a
5'2"
Google.
How are you? 5'5".
Monica.
5'3".
I'm taller than Shakira. That's all that matters.
Whatever.
It's in feet. 5 feet. I'm 5'2".
You're 5'2".
So he's perfect. 10 out of 10.
For me.
So, for you, that's a 10, Remy.
No, he's still not a 10.
What do you mean? Actually, really when you have heels, how tall will you be?
That's an NBA player for Remy.
Oh my god.
When you Remy, you want a giant?
I need to tiptoe, Puana.
Even then, you will tiptoe.
Shut up.
But they will still tiptoe, Remy. Without high heels.
Remy, even if you calculate again, it's still the same.
I'm calculating.
Oh my goodness.
Jen, let me calculate how many centimeters he is.
It won't change anything.
It's actually, he'll be about 7 centimeters taller than me. Well, that's not enough. Well, I'll give him an 8.
That's a good one. Who are you to discriminate?
Who's the man?
Jen is laughing. It's like she's a giant.
I know, with the same WhatsApp.
Jen, how tall are you?
Same WhatsApp with Remy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're 5'2".
Monica, you are a giant. So, of course, for you, someone who's 5'4 is definitely a deal breaker.
A dwarf, yeah.
Mimi wacha hata 5'4". Mimi hata, like, ati, when we are standing this way, without shoes, me without shoes, ati, we are the same height. Forget about it.
Aki, serious.
Apana. Aki, I don't know. Okay, maybe that's okay. Because here at Tiata, when I feel like when I wear heels, I become so tall. Like it doesn't make any sense. So I avoid heels, But on those occasions where I want to wear heels, I want someone to be taller than me.
Do you think like this is a societal conditioning that a man should be taller than a woman?
In a way, I tend to think so.
Yeah.
Like somebody has decided.
The tall, dark and handsome. There's the tallness in the,
But imagine he can be 5'4", but he's a very kind person. And, you know, like he ticks all the other boxes. It's just the height. That's how, what do you do?
And this, you can't, like, there's literally nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do. So you have to decide. It's either you, you know, you let all the other boxes, like, cover up for this one thing.
There's a time during one of the salsa socials that I go to. So this guy, I think it's the first time I was seeing him, maybe second time. He's not such a regular. I don't think he lives around. So he has this, I don't know what to call it, like dwarfism or something. Like he, you can definitely see, like he's an adult, but he's much
shorter,
like smaller, like short and okay, maybe not so like small body size, but yeah, short. Like, and you know there are those kind of characteristics you can see, like it's not just short, like it's some and he's like, he's a really good dancer, and it's amazing that even when you dance with him, you don't feel like
the height.
The height is I don't know. It was just amazing.
Yeah,
because normally, like normally the man is the leader. And like if you're turning a lady like to do a turn, you have to lift the lady's hands above her head. So then you know, if you're much shorter, then you're already like your hands are struggling. But like the dancing was so smooth, and not only with me, even though I'm short, even with other ladies who are taller. And I was wearing heels. Eh? So I was I was about 5'3".
Funny, like he's shorter than you.
Jane, shut up. Yes.
And the way you were short.
How did you accept to dance with me? Moni is wondering, how did you accept to dance with him?
Maybe, I think Ata, I saw him at the last party, Remy. Was he there?
He was.
I think he was there. And you, because I recall you telling me something similar. I think so. But he's the one I saw. He has killer moves. He's a very good dancer.
He's a really good dancer.
So, of course, you will dance with him. It's exactly what I've said. You know, someone can be, you know, 5'2 or 5'4, but they're a very good person. So, please, people, just stop laughing.
Okay, there's a time. Let me just embarrass myself. There's a time. I'm not even embarrassing myself or anyway. My partner was telling me a story of this short guy. And then he's like, yeah, there's this, I don't know what the story was about, but the point was this character of the story was short. He's like, yeah, he was so short. Then he looks at me like, not as short as you, but he was really short. I was like, really? Really?
That's what he said.
Can you imagine?
So you're the point of reference.
My mom once told me, like, anybody who's shorter than you is a dwarf. And I was like, ah. Like, I'm the borderline, you know. Okay. But that being said, I don't like these jokes that we make about tall people and short people. Like,
And the ones Monica likes sending us.
Exactly.
Which one?
And that being said, I would give this man an 8. The 5'4".
They're together.
Even 9.
Anyway, me, I stopped that, by the way. Nowadays, I don't look at someone's physique, how tall they are. Concentrate on these other things.
I'm telling you. Okay, now this is very serious. He's at 10. But he's broke. Like, broke. What
wait, is he broke because he's never worked? He doesn't have a job.
He could be working, he could be doing whatever, but he's just a broke ass MF.
Funny way, is he taking his money?
See, maybe he doesn't know how to spend his money properly.
Ah.
Or he.
That's a one. That's a one. And
like somebody who cannot even afford to take you for coffee.
That's a one.
Broke.
Yes, that's a one. You know, like, it's like these people, yeah, for real. Me, nowadays, by the way, like, at ECG, a man is telling me, ECG, oh, ECG, I'm broke. Where? I don't want to hear it. You are infecting me with your brokenness. Don't.
Okay, what if he's broke because, not because of mismanagement of funds, but it's just a bad time in life. And maybe he's just got retrenched from work, you get. Or like, you know, things are just tight. It's just a moment, you get. Does it
matter? I'll understand.
Like, what's the cause?
For me, no. I think... many effort. A man is effort. Yes. Even if you're broke, like how, like hello, improvise. You know,
yeah.
Make me feel like you're trying at least in the beginning. So before we get to talk about your finances and how broke you are, like dude, surely, even make me tea and put it on the floor like this and tell me we're having a picnic in the house. Make me feel special, you know. But then somebody
who has to improvise. But
not somebody who just to go like, you know, and then also I'm broke, Jane. I can't do this, I can't do that. Like, they're all about, it's like their brokenness is their identity, you know.
Exactly. Mm. Or the like, you, when you start talking to them, that's the only thing they keep on talking about. Oh, you know, I don't have money, you know, I don't have money.
This
like,
is so expensive, that is so expensive.
Stop talking. Like, sometimes, you know, it's very tiring when someone keeps on repeating the same thing, like, especially like, oh, you know, I'm broke. And it's like they want you to feel worse for them, you know, like they want to make you feel so guilty so that you don't even ask them for things. That's and then
you see, if somebody is trying to show you that, okay, fine, I'm trying, I'm taking you on the first date, like, I don't have money, but, and they don't even mention that they don't have money, but they improvise and take you, you know, even tell you like, hey, let's go for a walk on the first day, for example. Yeah. They carry you a bottle of water. Like, they've done the initiative, you know, like, to try and make you feel special and all that. And while you're at that, like, they can just tell you like, hey, I'm going through a rough patch of my life. I think at that point, even you as a woman, you understand, okay, this is not the person who's going to take me to a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah,
and let's leave it at that. But you can see that he's trying to put the initiative. Like, he will go and collect you flowers from outside,
have a good time without having to spend.
Yeah,
exactly.
Money, like lots of money. Yeah,
I have one that is. Let me just say this, but he's almost the same as Jay's. He's a 10, but makes you pay on your first date.
Hell no, that's a 0.
Guy,
like, I'm, he wants you guys, he wants you guys to go 50-50. It's either he pays for his meal and then you pay for your meal, or he wants you to pay for also his meal. Yes, Jane.
He had better make that very clear. Like, hey, can we go for lunch and you're paying for your own lunch, I'm paying for mine.
Yes,
make it very clear. But don't tell me at the, hey, can we go out for a date? Like, I mean, you're inviting me for a date, and then you, when the bill comes, you tells me it's 50-50.
Yeah, that's a no.
I thought we had already graduated from those days. Is it
not
different?
All, not everyone.
Does it? Yeah, I'm thinking, if he says I would like to take you out, is it different than, you know, let's go out? I mean, someone has to. Does it mean, Jane, if you initiate the first date, that you will pay?
No.
I could pay for that.
I'm initiating, but you have to pay. I will initiate.
No, if I tell you, like, hey, let's go and have coffee, then I think I'm inviting you for coffee. You know? Like, and I should buy the coffee.
So it's your responsibility to pay for that coffee.
Yeah, yeah. But Skiza, why the hell would I be telling a man like, let's...
It's fine. I can initiate. Let's go for coffee, or let's go for lunch, or whatever. I will initiate with the intention of paying. But if you don't step up and say you're paying, I'm going to be very angry by the way. Points in Ashoka, if it's in a didimia Ivy.
Yeah,
because you should. Like, why are you letting a woman spend her money? You don't want to spend your money on her. Yeah, it's not that I can't pay. I can pay, but see, you can pay with your card.
And I feel like, okay, for me, my principle is the first date we go for, you have initiated it, right? You want to take me for coffee or a drink or something. And it's exactly that one drink. So I'm going to have my glass of wine and that's it. And we call it a night and we say, thank you, bye-bye. It was nice, it was real. So the next time we meet, let's say we decide we are going for a movie. Let's say, like, yeah, let's go for a movie. For sure, I will have the burden to chip in. Like, in that way, I don't feel like it's fair for this person. Now we are going on a second date. Like, I'd go like, hey, I'll buy the popcorn. If they've already bought, like, the tickets, I'll buy the popcorn, I'll buy the drinks, and it's no big deal. Or if we are going, like, he says, like, yeah, let's go for drinks again. The first time it was that one glass of wine. This time I'd probably go like, yeah, I'll buy you a round, you know, and not in that way chipping in. I'm not expecting this man to foot the whole bill. And that's my principle. Yeah.
I have the same principle, but it has changed. Spend your money on me.
Please.
That's a full stop.
Yeah?
I'm not chipping in. I had the same thing. Now I'm not. Like, times, they not in this economy. Not in this economy. Things are thick.
Oh my god.
Yes. Hey, me, if you make me pay on our first date, that's a one. I'm not even going on another date.
There's no a second date.
No.
That was the first and last.
Hey.
Oh my god. I'm a bit 50-50 on that. I don't know.
Remy, on your first date, like, this is the first time you're sitting down to eat with this person and they're making
and
you
he's
pay.
Asking you,
and he's the one who I'm not the one who shot the
shot the shot,
like, when they can't pay.
But you invited them. Like, I feel like the person who invites the other person should be able to.
That happens in platonic relationships. Like, in platonic relationships, and not always, but if it's someone who's interested in you, I feel even if you shoot the shot and you initiate it, I think they should step up. You know, of course, you're not at rating them out of, you know, the money that they are spending on you, but they're just showing that they can be able to do it. Not that you know you can do it, you know, you can pay for all of those things, but you just want them to, like, you know, to show that they are capable of also taking care of you.
Do you think now the region is saying it's so clear in her head, like, this person is paying, and then now you get to the restaurant and the waiter comes, and maybe it's not a drink, maybe it's something like you're being served at the table, so you have to pay after. You know that awkward moment when they come and ask the bill, like, together or
together or separate,
and then there's a silence which takes like 1,000 years.
There shouldn't be that silence.
He should not even wait for the waiter to feed, or the waiter should not even come to ask for the bill. He should be like, can I get the bill for the both of us, you know? Not that you wait for the waiter to come and they're like, yeah, so is the bill separate? Apana, you as the man, ask for the bill and say you are paying for both.
And then I feel like at this part where when you're planning for this date, like, he's told you, like, let's go out for dinner. Of course, he's not telling you let's go out for dinner and then he takes you to some restaurant without asking for your opinion and stuff like that. Like, where would you want to go? Like, you know, at this point, I feel like as a woman, I should be smart enough to pick a restaurant that's not high end. Like, you know, like, that's in my league, like, something that I would pay for, something that I feel like I would be comfortable enough to even pay for both of us. You get what I mean? And even when I'm picking the menu, like, what I want to eat, it should be, I think that's just good manners, decorum, before you realize if this person when he stands on his wallet, he's a 7-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
From 5, what did you say? 5-4 to 7-1.
7-1. Yeah, that's
if cool. He steps on his wallet, he becomes a 7-1. You know, before you discover that, I think just basic good manners, like, put yourself in this person's shoes.
Yeah.
And don't come with a friend.
Yeah, and have your own friends. Money, like,
Have your also, own money, especially in, like, be ready to pay just in case, like, it's something you can afford, and,
So, Remy.
He's a 10, but, like, when you start talking, he just has these lame-ass jokes that are repeated over and over. Jean, we have met such a kind of person. You know those like sujui dirty jokes, like and like they're so lame.
I can't remember those jokes. My God.
And they're the same things they keep saying over, and like they have nothing.
Like dirty jokes, like how now? Ebu, give me an example.
Don't give that example. Give another example, please.
There's nothing that I can give.
Like something like let me think. You know those people, like you're talking, you're actually having a serious conversation about something, and then you can go and say, like, for example, yeah, the dog entered the house. Eh, they entered, you know, like the way they enter the pussy, like funny. Like everything
is
just standing. Becomes dirty and
good description.
And this person is not drunk. And even when they're drunk, it's even worse.
When they're drunk, it's even worse.
Yeah. And then even making jokes about like people, you can be a group of people around. So like let's say now it's us guys, plus our partners, and then like you go and Moni, now you go and start talking to your partner like this, and then he'll just say something like, yeah, they're planning to go and get it. Like it just has to come down to something gross and sexualized.
That's a zero, man.
Zero.
Minus.
That's a zero. Minus.
Guy. Remy, you have taken me back.
You re-traumatized her. She has PTSD.
You re-traumatized
poor Jane.
I know. It's one thing if you throw one joke.
One joke.
When it's repeated
over and over. That's not like, nice. And these are the people who like throw those jokes all the time. Like you can't even have a decent conversation with them because they're always like throwing those lame jokes.
And they think they're so funny and entertaining.
Yeah.
And like, I think maybe it's because somebody laughed at them or entertained those kind of jokes.
Or
once.
Someone keeps on entertaining those stupid jokes.
Or you know, maybe the first time you hear it, you laugh yourself. You're like, you know, so they think,
yeah,
it's a green
so
light.
They maybe
Sour.
You have a last one to give us.
I have a last one. You have another one, Remy?
No.
Sour. I have my last one. Let's say he's a 10, but he has more than 2 baby mamas.
Not only one.
More than two.
Okay. And baby mamas. So it was not even official at any point. Like, or was it?
Or let me just put it like he's a 10, but even has more than one baby mama. So it's not that actually this person has been married before and then they got divorced and then he married that.
What's that rating I would give him?
and they're not even taking care of these babies.
Deadbeat. Zero.
Well, and not that he doesn't know the kids exist. He knows, but they don't do anything about it.
Zero. That's negative 25.
Aye. Surely.
If he's taking care of, like, how can I say? If he's taking care of his kids and he has, like, all those baby mamas, like, more than even three, I would just think, okay, this is irresponsible character. Like, could I even say irresponsible? Because if he's taking responsibility of his children, then no big deal. I would just go like, okay, this is someone who does not know how to use a condom.
Yes. Or there are those ones who think...
And not only that, he has three baby mamas, so he probably has five STDs.
Yes. or he has gotten an STD before or STDs before.
And,
once you get one, it's like you open the door for all of them.
Yeah.
And this is the same person who, like, as you have said, they don't know how to use condoms and they think birth control is the responsibility of the woman. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, for me, that's a one. That's a one. I'm not joking around with someone who has more than one baby mama. Did you have two baby mama at E3?
Yeah, I think more than one is already too much.
Even if you take care of your children, like even if you're a responsible person, that's a red flag. And it's not that you were married before, at TCG your marriage ended and you know now you're divorced. That's something different if someone was married and then they are divorced.
For me, I just feel like, okay, what if this is someone like, met this baby mama, had a thing, got pregnant, and things didn't work out. He knows he has a child. Then, again, met another woman, had their thing, thought this is going well. She got pregnant, and that's baby mama number two. And the third time, does that warrant me to judge him in that way? Because they are women also who have three different baby daddies, more than two different baby daddies.
Not to sound harsh, but do you have to have children with all these people? See, it's a choice that you're making unless you're someone is having children,
you know, Jen is saying,
against your will.
Before they got the child, it looked solid and it sounded solid. Like, yeah, let's do this. I think I would judge their way of judging a situation or a relationship. I think they're not able to really see.
You get less judge of characters.
You have done the point now. You have said what I was trying to say.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. I like, do you want to deal with all that? Like all the baby mamas?
Baggage.
Sounds like a lot. I mean, if you really like the person, and like as you have said, well, maybe they're a bad judge of character. So maybe they're a good person. It was, let's say now it's those women who had a problem. Let's put it that way.
Hey, but you have problems three times.
That's what I'm saying.
I have a last one now too. We've been too serious.
Give them to us, Jane. We don't mind.
Give us. Petty.
He's at
TP.
Petty as F. He's at 10. But he has a sprinkler on his butthole. Like when he goes to the toilet, he just and there's shit marks everywhere.
What the fuck? Sasa, Kwani, what's the problem with that?
And then he leave those, like, you know.
In the toilet.
Yeah.
And he's not cleaning it up, up.
Aye.
No. So he's gone there with his sprinkler. And then...
And then
he flushes the toilet and then he leaves the dots on the sides of the hui.
Knowingly or unknowingly?
Does it matter? It's coming from his asshole.
No, you have to clean up after yourself, by the way. Like, after you, men, after you go to the toilet, can you turn around? Turn your head. Look at what you have left. You know, by the time you're washing your hands, like, sometimes I wonder, because imagine us, we have our period. Like, this thing is clockwork. Every month, sometimes you can't even know when your partner even has their period. You know, because they're not leaving these things behind. That is, you left, pad wraps, you wears, you yanganini. Unless you stain yourself, like, when you're sleeping. But these other things, but man, why are you going to the toilet and you're not turning your head to see?
Behind, too.
To see what you've left. Like, what the fuck, man?
Nah. And sprinkler or no sprinkler. I mean, sometimes you go to the toilet and you leave skid marks. You know, you need to wash them. Me, I even call the children. I'm like, who was this?
Because they need to know.
Yeah.
They need to know, because if you don't teach them, they'll grow up thinking it's okay. Or maybe you'll be cleaning it up after them, so they will never know that they leave that behind.
I'm supposed to clean it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Or they never know they leave such a mess behind.
So, Jean, is the deal breaker that they are not cleaning or even just having the sprinkler?
I don't. Okay, that was a bad. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have said the sprinkler. Like. They're not cleaning after themselves. I think we all have the sprinkler at some point, probably. But like, you look No, I was doing a cleaning job one summer, and I was cleaning a factory. So the idea was that there are places that I had to clean like every day, and the toilets were some of those. And I tell you, the men's toilet.
They're always the dirtiest.
The men's toilet. Me, I was wondering, that's where the sprinkler thing came from. Like, how do these buttholes work? Like, really? It's like it has, you know, 8 holes. Like, they just go on and they rotate.
Like, those weapons. What are they called? What they call those guns? Machine guns.
This was like a propeller, you know, because it's just all over. And then I don't know if it's like one person or 3 people or what's happening here. Like, it's around the toilet, like the whole bowl is just full of shit. And I'm like, how do you manage to do this? This is an art. So, of course, like, I would have to use a hose pipe, like, first of all, because I was so disgusted. And then you go the next day, again.
The same thing.
Surely. Or the next toilet there, like, So, yeah, what number would you give him? This guy with a sprinkler who is not cleaning.
That has to be a 1. Yeah, I'm not dealing with that.
So, he comes to your house?
And then I find your toilet is dirty as a
you
man.
You wait.
He comes to your house.
You have your beautiful time here, and you're just smitten, and you're thinking, this is the guy. 10 out of 10. And then he tells you, I need to go to the toilet before I go. Then he goes and sprinkles propeller in there. And then he leaves, and you go to the toilet, and you're wondering which daimono was here. Like,
no, me, I tell him, like, you have to clean the toilet. I'm not cleaning after.
No, he's left now. Of course, you're not.
He's left.
Yeah. He went to the toilet just before he left.
Before he left.
Cleaning it after he's gone.
I think before you invite such a person, no, before you invite any man in your house, you have first to go to his house and see how he lives.
Because I was also thinking, this one is in the same category as that one, Monica, who has a messy house.
Yes, exactly. You have to go to their house first and see, because you know, you might. Maybe this has ever happened to me. This person, he was so cute, and then he had dreadlocks. Me, I like people with a head full of hair.
So he had dreadlocks. And then, like, I was thinking, this person is looking so nice. So one time, I don't know, I was passing by his place and he was like, if you ever pass by, let me know. So I was like, okay, I'm around. Do you know I entered, like, when he opened his door, the smell that hit me.
Yeah.
And then, immediately I entered. After, like, I was wondering, do I take off my shoes or do I not? Because it's like sand. It was full of sand. Me, I felt so uncomfortable. I could not hide it. I was like, I just came to say hi. I high-fived him and I left. Like, I couldn't. It changed how I saw him since that day. And this is the person, me, if I was living alone, I invite this person to my place. And I have not yet seen your house since that day. I said, if I'm interested in anybody, I have to see how you live first. No. Aki, no. That was bad.
And then you can just imagine if he can't clean up behind what is behind him, even what is literally behind him. That's
pretty much it.
Yeah, that sprinkler is not
definitely clean. Leaving Nini.
Yes.
Huko,
there was also the this skin. Thing on TikTok. Yeah. There was this thing on TikTok a while back. Guys, listen. There was this thing on TikTok a while back. Mm-hmm. Ati men don't know how to clean their ass. Yes.
What do you mean they don't know how to clean their ass?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like wiping after going to the toilet.
Leave that alone, yes. They don't know how to wipe. And also when they are showering, they don't clean their ass. Yes.
Where? Do we have to start now even looking at people's butts?
You have, ati, when they shower, they only shower the other parts, but they don't shower between their butt cheeks.
Really?
Yes.
What is that program called? First date in the altar, or what is it called?
Married at the altar. No.
No.
Yeah, I know that program, but anyway. Yeah. The one that they see each other for the first time at the altar.
Yeah, so now, us guys, we need to start, when you're meeting somebody at the first date, you first open their butt cheeks and check.
Mm-hmm.
Clean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we can go eat. Yeah.
Anyway. That is disgusting. Yes. Yeah. Guys, thank you for today's episode.
Yeah, we hope you've enjoyed and jump on the trend, even though it's 1 year later, and let us know what's your deal breaker.
We've been disgusted.
And do you agree, or how do you relate with the ones we've shared?
Is hygiene important to you? What's hygiene important to you? So let us know.
Hygiene is just nearing. I think you're just thinking of the bath. We'll have nightmares.
It's the sprinkler for me, like, really.
Okay, yeah. So remember, guys, to share with your friends, like, and follow us.
Yes, please.
Yes. We're on Instagram and we're on Facebook at Melanin Wave Podcast.
Yes.
And yeah. I think that's
send us an
today.
Email also, and you can also send us a voice note.
Yes.
We're gonna
and
get
give
back
us
to
a
you.
Rating, please. Give us a rating on wherever you're listening to. From,
yes.
That's it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Black is beautiful, you're not teaching. Girls are thinking, ni my king true, na my queen. Go and your deva ka DJ. Black. Juya kwa ngeza dire. Black. Competition na icheki kwa.